About the cross of Jesus, where Jesus came near the cross, in the cross. What a song! The song that encourages the saints, the song that encourages the elected sinners, the song that brought crowns, that encourages and comforts the soul that was once lost, that was blind, but because of the cross, it has been reconciled to God. Scripture reading will come from Ecclesiastes. Chapter 9, verse 11. Kuvelekeza verse yake ya 18. Abusa Austin itawelekwa ni mlaliki chapter 9 verse 11 kuvelekeza verse yake ya 18.
Kieni nitegule makuku watu kuchokera pa mlaliki chapter 9 kuyambira verse yake ya 11 kuvelekeza verse yake ya 18. Maoto gula zero ya mwini ila ndisa ena. Ndina kweranso ndiku zindigira bantipano kuti omwe atamanga msanga sabambana likwilo. Ngakale olimba sabambana nkondo. Ngakale azeru sabeza zakuja. Ngakale ozindigira bwino sare mera. Ngakale oziwitsa sakomera mtima koma yense angoona zongwera thawi mwache. Beso, pakuti munthu saziwadu mphindi yache monga nsomba zigwidwa mu ukonde woyipa ndi mbalame zikodwa mu msampha momwemo ana anthu amangirwa ndi thawi ya tsoka ngati nsampha umene wagwera modzidzimuka. Ndinaonanso nzeru pansi pano, motero ndipo inandionekera yayikulu. Panali mudzi waung'ono, munali anthu owerengeka, ndipo inadzako mfumu yayikulu ni zinga ndi nkhondo imangapo malinga akulu. Koma anapezedwamo mwamuna wa nzeru wosauka yemweyo napulumusa mudziwo ndi nzeru yake. Koma panalibe anthu anakumbukira wosauka ameneyo. 16. Pamenepo ndinati nzeru ipambana mphamvu koma anyoza nzeru ya osauka sampira mau ache. Mau anseru achete, anzeka kuposa kufula kwa ola mulira mwa zitsiru. 18. Zeru ibambana zida za nkondo, kwa mawochima mmoti aononga zabwino zambiri. Amen.
Amen. Let's open our new book Psalms, theme number 79. Then it's a problem of one number at two, number 79. Even if you are what your friend we have in Christ, in Jesus. Kuli kuli be kuzirina longa Yesu. Amene abanyamula zisoni zathu. Amene abanyamula zowa wazathu ndi majima wathu. Ndipo timayenekera tipite kwa Mulungu mpemphero. Mujina chili chonse. Iyeyo ndiye mtendere wathu. Tikasowa zosowa zathu ndi zotoleza zathu ndi amene amatisenzera. Chifukwa sitingakwanitse kudzinyamulira tokha. Tiye tingopita kwa Yesu mpemphero. Timaka tu nkuti kuti tili pamavuto mayesero zokhoma zokhumudwitsa kupepeza mavuto alipena paliponse tisavoketsedwe tiye tingopirani kwa Ambuye mpempero kuti tikuzokwanitsa kumpeza mwenzi lokonda ndi lokhulupirika nthawi zonse mwenzi tikulibe lokonda ndi lokhulupirika nthawi zonse ku dziko lapansi koposa Yesu Khristu amene ndi mwenzi labwino ndi lokhulupirika amene amanyamula zisoni zathu. Yesu Khristu amadziwa zofoka zathu tipita kwa Iye mtemphero. Pamene verse 3 akuti kodi tafoka talemetsedwa tafondwa ndipo gulo lathu likutivuta kuti Iye kutinyamula alipo mpulumutsi wamtengo wapatali amene tipothayirapo pathu tingopita kwa Iye mtemphero. Kodi akuyenza kuthawa kodi anthu onse akuleka pita kwa Ambuye mtemphero. Mmanja mwaka zakutenga iwe na zakutetezera ndipo zapeza pokumulirapo. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins are big to bear. What a privilege to carry. Everything to God in prayer. Oh, what is he from prophetic? Oh, what needless pain we pay. Oh, because we do not die. Everything to God in prayer. Happy trials and temptations, it is they are traveling there. We should never be discouraged, take it to the Lord in prayer. Ah, we can have it now. God, and we the Lord of peace. Precious letters to our name. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, from verses 11 down to 18. I return and show another son. That the rest is today. Now the battle for the throne. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time, and also not his time. And the throne, therefore, that are put in the snare. So are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. 13. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. 14. There was a little city, and a few men within it, and there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great works against it. 15. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he and his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. 16. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised. His words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quite more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. 18, and the last verse. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. But one sinner destroyeth much good. What a comfort. What a word the Lord spoke of himself as the good wisdom that multitudes of people despise, and they never honor that wisdom from above. For sure, it is the word of comfort. Tafia nitisagule nyimbo za kuku za watu. Nyimbo number 77. In our local dialect. Nyimbo number 77. Tamva ali uita nandamva ali umma kuita nandamva ali papa dance santanda umabi wa kondisa kumwe andi kumwe ko tokole la kumwe andi papa le la kumwe andi papa le la nikanae papa nchila yonse Ida satila, jamtila munda, bodida satila, jamtidam satila, baba munda, bodida naye, womanjela yose, womwe andi, baba sokole la womwe andi. Uma sokole la kome andi aba bela tika naye uma chila yonse tika naye baba chiwe duzo tika naye yeyon chiwe duzo tika Baba Chiwelo Tinkade Oma Chila Yonse Omwe Andi Baba Tokole La Omwe Andi Deyo Tokole La Omwe Baba Lila Tinkade Omanchila yose atali patsa patsa chiso modani patsa ine chiso atali patsa patsa chiso mo ankanande omanchila yose atali patsa Pata chisomo, chisomo. Pata chiso, atani pata. Masachi Sobo Amtane Omanchi Layose Kumweyandi Aba Dera Kumweyandi Aba Sokole Dikandeda Kumwe Aba Lila Dikanaye Aba Chila Yose Kumwe ko andi, apa le la pome andi, ah la pome, apa le la tikana ye, apa chila yose.
Brother John commits, look to God in prayer, as Brother Ken is expecting now to start preaching the oracles of God. Brother Ken, let me just have time that you should start preaching. So if you be hearing some voices, it's just like here in Lilongwe we have got the showers of rain. God so purposed that since morning we had a very heavy rain. And now it's just showering, so because of the aggravated iron, maybe you might hear some sounds, but in everything, God purposes and directs.
Amen. Well, the sound of rain is a good sound. That's God watering his earth, so
exactly.
We rejoice. Well,
amen.
Let's take our Bibles and look again to Colossians chapter 2, and I want to start back at verse 8 and have us read down to verse 15. And I want to speak with you about the circumcision of Christ. This phrase or title is actually taken from verse 11, where we read, "In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh," and notice, "by the circumcision of Christ." But before we get there, let's start back at verse 8 to have the context. And here, Paul is warning us to beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. What we need to know and remember here is that Paul is writing to some Jewish readers who were being influenced by other Judaizers, that even though Christ had come and paid the debt, yet it was necessary, they said, for them to continue to keep certain parts of the law in order to be saved.
Kalena huyu amalembera kwa tsogoleri a Juda amene anakakamizidwa ndi Ayuda anzawo kuti zoonadi Yesu Khristu adafera pachimwa wa anthu ndipo pachimwa anthu adachotsedwa komabe sitiyenekera kusiya kupangapo zina mwa ntchito za mchilamulo kuti zizitsatira kuti zithandize uthepo umene tidaumva kuti ukhale weniweni.
These would say that they were preaching Christ, and yet they still held to certain traditions of the Old Testament, specifically that of circumcision. They said of all of the law that it was still necessary for the male child to be circumcised in order to fulfill salvation. You remember back in Acts chapter 15 and verse 1, this is why they convened this meeting in Jerusalem, because it said certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. That's what they were preaching. It would be like some today preaching that yes, Christ has done the work at the cross, but in order for that salvation to be complete, you have to be baptized or you have to speak in tongues. Men are always attempting to add something to the work of Christ. That's why the Spirit directed Paul to write what we read here in verses 9 and 10, that in him, that is in Christ, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. And it says, ye are complete in him. Nothing more should be added to him, which is the head of all principality and power. See, when I listen to somebody preaching, I listen to hear whether or not they're pointing me to the Lord Jesus Christ alone and his finished work alone for salvation, or whether it is a mixed message where they mix in man's philosophy or traditions or even some required legal obedience in order for that sinner to enjoy salvation. Can you imagine if your wife fixes you a very nice meal of maize, but in the maize she has not taken out all of the shell or all of the parts that you normally don't eat. And so every time you take a bite, you're having to pick it out of the meal. Is that a good meal? I dare say you wouldn't enjoy that meal. You want what is prepared and what is complete so that when you sit down and eat it, you can enjoy it. So this is what Paul is addressing here, that what is the rest and hope of every true child of God is what Christ alone has accomplished.
So, zimene Paulo amalankhula yapa, amalankhula chakudya chenicheni, chimene Kristu adakwaniritsa ndi kuchichita, chimene chili maziko enieni achipulumutso.
It's to know and realize that everything that God is and that God requires and that the sinner needs is in the Lord Jesus Christ and his work accomplished at Calvary.
Paulo amamalizisa kuti chida chili chonse chimene munthu amachisowa, chimene munthu amachifuna, chimene chili choyenera, Kristu adachikwaniritsa ndipo mulibe chimene chidaperewera ayi.
This is where we need to beware, because as time goes on, perhaps many start by preaching Christ and him alone, and yet over time men begin to insert into the message other requirements and traditions and things that are not to be required. And notice there in verse 10, it says, ye are complete in him. This is not talking about someday in the future when we'll be in glory. No, even now, here now, you are already complete in him. How? By his finished work at Calvary.
Taonani ndimayaka 10 imene kuti muli odzazidwa mwa iye. Samatanthauza kuti tidzakhala odzazidwa tikafika kumwamba ayi. Koma mpangakhale pano timakhala odzazidwa mwa iyeyo. Tidadzazidwa bwanji. Mwimba yake ya pamtanda ndi zonse zimene adazichita pamtanda zidakadzaza kufunikira konse kwa chipulumutso mapata ntchito za munthu ayi.
And notice, it's not in ourselves, but in him, our perfection. Our righteous standing before God is in him, in Christ, and his work that he came and accomplished and laid down his life that we might be justified in him. In him, there is absolutely no obligation or any duty or requirement that can be demanded of any one of the Lord's for redemption, not by anyone. We saw that already in chapter 1, Colossians 1, in verses 21 and 22. It says, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, notice, through death, by his death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
Ezekiel, Munjima Yaka 21-22, Yagolo Sewani. Minamari Divoin, Okara, Togare, Diyanani, Chifuachanu, Chitozo Ipazo, Omatsovano, and Abuyanjanitani, Rayan Savanji, to be like a main file. Ugaimiga in Oyera, Duobanda Chilema, Nuosa Tsutsika, Pamasovaje.
Notice in verse 10 it says, He is the head of all principality and power. I know men will try to impose themselves. They'll try to say, well, I'm your pastor, or I'm your bishop, and you need to be hearing me, and you need to be following me. No, we have but one head over all principalities and powers, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ alone.
Pamene maziko la ziko nolavansi azotsogore ndala liki anthawi zino. Amafuna dzina lawo ndilo litamandike. Ai mnenekera mumpe ine. Ai mnenekera ine. Dzina lako mafuna litsogore anthaziona dzina lako. Malomoona Khristu. Tinenekera kudzindikira kuti iyeyo ndiye mwini ulamuliro. Ndi mzimphamvu zonse. Ndipo adaziyika kuti zikamvere Yesu basi.
Now, that's where we transition in verse 11 to circumcision, because this was one of the traditions that was being preached for salvation. So this is where it transitions by Paul into circumcision, because this was one of the traditions that was being required in order for people to say they were saved, to be physically circumcised.
Udo njuo ulendo wa Paulo umene ama kaula mkula maka chifaja chiu. Nkani manda kuti ulendo wa Paulo kulali kila utenga huu. Ama kalali kila chifugwa chiu na chitali chika kandiki tagare. Ndipo atu wada alatala mkula gare. Kutika kare Yesu adafa. Kuma tusweka kukira so nchilo zina. Zamu chila mulo kutiti kurumuge. Nchifaja Paulo.
Now, here's an interesting point to consider, especially when you consider that circumcision was only commanded of the Lord in the Old Testament for the males. Nothing with regard to the females. Circumcision related to the males. So if you're equating circumcision to salvation, then what would that say about the female? Would that say then that there's no hope for the female?
Sijojwai, mdulibe uja chitani chituzi tuzi chabe, chesi mtuzina, chimele chika la mkule chibumuto, choko nini tisidwa ndi Yesu Kristu, nchifake mdulibe ada angodula zibambo, posila zimayuoka.
So that's what we want to consider in this message is, why did God give circumcision in the beginning, and how is that now fulfilled already in Christ? Because in verse 11 it says, In whom also ye are circumcised. That means it's already been done, but notice, with the circumcision made without hands. So it's not speaking here of something that is done physically by man, because no work of man can ever save. But here it's describing it as something already done with the circumcision made without hands, and it's in the putting off the body of the sins of the flesh. But notice, by the circumcision of Christ, not by your circumcision or mine, but by the circumcision of Christ.
Nifayam gona dimega ineven. Akuti amene so muna duridwa. Kuna duridwa kare. Now, awula mene muna duridwa kumwa iye, ndi mduridwe osa chitika ndimata. Kulanda uza kuti mduridwe umene wawo, walipe maalo amena mpata mundu uda kire nchiro yodula wantu, kuma ndia uli mduridwe umene uda chitika, mwapata nchiro sama ja antu, ndia uli mduridwe osa chimo la mundu. Ndia kupitili zaburi, ndimata, mmafuridwe atubi, mduridwe wa krisitu. Kulanda uza kuti, pamene Kristu amadulidwa mundu ndiwo Kristu adadula iwo onse amene Mulungu adawasankha ndi wayikira kuti moyo wonse atsala zosachitika ndi manja ayi si ntchito ya manja ayi kutitaona ndi kuchotsa kwa uchimo.
Now here's where many people miss this by not reading carefully and by not considering this in the context of what's written here.
Apatumu pamene timayenekera kuwerenga Mwalunta, ndi mosamalitsa, chifuanza hapiri amelenga motamanga baba ama badumpa, ndi kutanda uzilama yu oka hali ese mtiko lakake.
When it says the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, ask yourself, where and when was sin put away by the circumcision of Christ?
Chifuwa. Vesi yoi uti, pafene so muna dulidwa mwa iye, ndi ndulidwe osa chitila ndi manja, mmafuridwe atubi, mundulidwe wa krisidu. Fuso, limene nene gradisa zifuse baika la uti, ndiliti limene ineyo nda dulidwa mwa krisidu. Kumansu, ndiliti limene uchimo wanga, urezo tsedwa.
We'll go back again to Colossians 1 and verse 22. We already have the answer. It says, in the body of his flesh through death. So when it says by the circumcision of Christ and the body of the sins of the flesh being put away, it's referring to when Christ died, just like in circumcision. There's the cutting of the way of the flesh. What Christ did in dying in the place of sinners was to cut away the sin, cut away that fleshly, bodily sin and cast it away in order that we might be holy and unblameable and unreprovable before God.
Christu adadulira adachotsa kutubira munthu nkuta yakulia pamtani.
Now Christ did not have any sin, so when it's talking here about putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, he's talking about putting away of the sin of that people for whom Christ paid the debt.
Kungadziwa Yesu Christu sadachimwepo koma kufa kwake unali mdulidwe wa uzimu wakachotsa tchimo lati wa osankhidwa kukatichotseratu kotheratu ndipo adawalungamitsa.
So when it talks about the circumcision of Christ being where that body of the sins of the flesh was put away, it's not talking about Christ's physical circumcision. He was circumcised the eighth day in accordance with the law, but that's not where sin was put away.
Yesu adapita kumdulidwe adamdula adapanga chake koma sipamene akutanthauza pamene tchimo la munthu lidachokera iyayi koma nthawi imene Yesu amafa pa mtanda adakachotsa tchimo la munthu nthawi imene kufa kuja ndiumene udali mdulidwe wa ife tonse amagono ano.
Where sin was put away is described here as the circumcision of Christ. Christ was cut off. That's what circumcision is, the cutting away of the flesh. Christ went to the cross and was cut off. In other words, paid the sin debt in his death in order that those for whom he paid the debt might live.
Yesu pamene adali pa mtanda iye adali wosachimwa koma anthu adamdula adamupha kutanthauza kuti adamchotsa moyo kutanthauza nthawi
You see, even in physical circumcision, you have a picture of death and life. You cut away the flesh, and that flesh dies, and yet it doesn't kill the body. There's life that results. So that when Christ's flesh was cut off, in other words, he died, then we were at the same time cut off with him. In other words, our sin was taken away. It's like when in the circumcision, you take the flesh and you throw it away, it dies. That's why it says there, in whom also ye are circumcised, but not with the circumcision made with hands. Now, in physical circumcision, I've never heard of ever a child or a man ever having to go back and be circumcised again. Once it's done, it's complete. Done properly, once it's done, it's done. There's nothing more to add or take from. It's finished.
Amen.
And this is why the command in the beginning was given for the firstborn, the male child, because it looked forward to the man child, that is Christ, who should come. And just as the cutting away of the flesh represented the casting away of that which should never live again, so related to Christ, when he came and finished the work, it was finished. So we have the picture of circumcision, but when you read on in verse 12, it's describing what this circumcision is. It says, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith. Yes, risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead.
Now
here again is where people blindly interpret circumcision to relate to water baptism. They say, aha, see, it says buried with him in baptism. This is why you see some organizations that as soon as a baby is born, it's presented to the priest or to the preacher or to the bishop, whatever, and they take water and sprinkle it on the baby, and they say that's the fulfillment of the Old Testament circumcision, and that's how they interpret it. But even that practice is contrary to scripture, because here it says buried with him in baptism. If this were water baptism, it requires a burial. You don't bury somebody by sprinkling dirt on them. But here's where we need to see the scriptures in their context, because the word baptism here, which in the original means to be immersed, it is in relationship to Christ's death. There's not even a period between verse 11 and
12.
You realize just as Christ's death is called a circumcision, so even here it is a baptism. It's not talking here about water baptism. If you go back and look in Luke chapter 12 and verse 49 and 50, you'll see how the Lord refers to his death as a baptism of fire. In other words, of God putting on Christ his justice, being immersed in that fire of God's justice in order to save his people.
You said Luke chapter 12, verse 49 and 50, right?
Yes.
Luke chapter 12, verse 49 and 50. Imena kuti. Ine, ndinadzera kuponya moto pa dziko la pansi. Ndipo ndifuna ngati unathapo ya tsirwa. Koma ndili ndi ubatizo, ndikabatizidwe nawo. Ndipo ndikanizidwa ine kufikira ukatsirizidwa. Chimene amatanthauza amalankhula za imfa ya Yesu Khristu kuli ndi ubatizo.
See, Christ is not speaking here of water baptism. He had already been baptized in water by John. But here he's speaking of his death when he says, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? He's talking about enduring God's wrath there at the cross of fire. He describes in verse 49, I've come to send fire on the earth. There's a wrath to be accomplished for the people he came to save.
Inu, mwenye mwone, kuri salama nina za kubarizo wa mazi, andu mkarama libigitza kura maratwa za zobarizo wa mazi. Ai, chifuwa kata kaura wala kukula za zobarizo wa mazi, akadu kuri Yesu, atabarizo wa kare, niyo hane mbarizo kare kare licha. Komantani,
So coming back to our text here in Colossians 2 and verse 12, just like at the cross there was a putting away of the body of sin, of the flesh, so there was a baptism with which we ourselves were baptized with Christ. That's why Paul says there in verse 12, buried with him in that baptism of death, wherein also ye are risen with him. So there's a burial and there's a rising again. It's not that any of us were actually physically there when he died and rose again, but we were written on his breastplate. When he died, we died. When he was buried, we were buried. When he rose again, we rose again in him. That's where the circumcision took place, the cutting away of the body of the sins of the flesh. In other words, every sin of every one that God purposed to save was put away then and there at the cross. Now, that's why the second part of verse 12 is important. We weren't physically there, but through the faith of the operation of God. In other words, it's what the faith, the gospel declares concerning this operation of God, how God worked in and through and by his Son, who hath raised him from the dead, that's how we see ourselves. You see, it's by faith. It's the faith that God grants to those for whom Christ paid the debt, that they look upon the death of Christ and see him as having accomplished all their salvation. You see, up to, and this is where we see in verse 13, up to this moment when Christ put away the sins of the flesh in his body on the tree, we were dead. In other words, we were legally still under our sin. And notice, the uncircumcision of your flesh. It's describing that sin as being one still being yet uncircumcised. It's interesting that Paul is referring to all for whom Christ died as being uncircumcised. That was typically a term that the Jews reserved for the Gentiles because they were proud of their circumcision. But Paul is saying, no, we're all uncircumcised until Christ died. You see, this is how we know that this is in reference to the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, because he says, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. You see, here's where some get it wrong as well. They say, well, this circumcision is spiritual. So it refers to when the sinner is regenerated. But notice, it's speaking here in the context of Christ's resurrection when he rose from the grave. We were quickened, notice, together with him, having forgiven all trespasses. So in Christ, there's no distinction between Jew and Gentile. When Christ died, sin was cut off. Sin was put away. The circumcision of Christ. And when he rose again, all for whom he died were raised together with him. Notice, not in order for sins to be forgiven, but it says, having forgiven you all trespass. That means when Christ rose again, that sin, just like the flesh cut off and cast away, that sin was put away. It was no more. So any that God has saved, he saved through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, dying there on the cross and then rising again the third day. Therein is our salvation complete. Nothing more to be added, nothing to be taken from it. And that's where Paul in verses 14 and 15 sums this up, and we'll come back to this next time, where he says, blotting out the handwriting of the an ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. And there's that word, took it out of the way. Think of circumcision, cutting off of the flesh, took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So just as in the circumcision of the flesh, the circumcision of Christ was once for all. His circumcision is our circumcision. It's not a physical work of man's hands, but it's the work that Christ accomplished there at the cross. That's why Paul wrote there in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith, the faithfulness of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen. Did you put
Just as I've never heard of a circumcision being done piecemeal, where part of the flesh is cut off one day, and then they bring the child back and another part of the flesh cut off the next day, and then they come back again, and then we're going to cut off a little more of the flesh the next day. No, it's once for all. Now here, when Christ died, the flesh was put away once for all. That sin cast off once for all. And forgiveness of sins was the result. That means it was done once and includes all sin of God's people, past, present, and future. Christ did not become a sinner, but the sin of his people was imputed to him by God the Father in order that that sin be put away, cast off forever.
Yes,
what a joyous message that is. And again, goes back to what we started with, complete in him, complete in Christ. This is the work of God through his Son, whereby he has saved once for all, forgiven once for all his people through Christ's death there at the cross. So our salvation is in Christ and not ceremony. We'll pick up with verse 14 again next time, the Lord willing. I'll turn it back to you.
What a comfort. Very good message. The message that is really food for the elect.
Amen.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Wow. What a comfort.
Amen.
Very comforting message to the elect. That's why let us go straight to hymn number 82, which speaks about the log of ages craved for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy living side which flowed, you have seen the double cure, praise me from its guilt and power. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy Lord's demand. Could my zeal all aside know? Could my tears for him flow? Or for sin could not atone? Thou must say, and thou alone. Nothing in my heart I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Never come to thee for grace, helpless look to thee for grace. Far I to thee, thank and pray. Wash me, Savior, or else I die. While I draw this freezing blood, when my eyes shall cross in the day, when I sob towards the Lord, see thee on thy judgment throne, but lock of ages craved for me, let my heart, myself in thee. Lock of ages, crave for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the world of me come. From thy deepest darkness flow. Be of sin and suffering. Praise me from this human form. From the depth of my heart. And from you, my Lord, put my sin. All this I thought, put my tears for a bubble, a bossy, on the door. Thou must live from the heart, I see me, and I do my hand. In free to thy cross I cling. If it comes, if it to thee for faith, I will satisfy. Wash me away, God, oh, I come. I will the speaking bed. With my eyes when I see the old I just no go let me hide myself in God will be God.
Father, I thank you for this time that we have had together in fellowship around your word. It truly is a blessing and a mercy that you would so direct our hearts to consider the great work of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that paid the sin debt once for all in the circumcision of his flesh, the putting away of our sin in his body on the tree. Having forgiven all our sins, we can't even begin to fathom that great work, knowing ourselves to be the sinners that we are. And so if you've been pleased to enable us even to have some view of Christ and that finished work, and to enter in and rejoice that when he died, we died with him. When he rose, we rose together with him. And every ordinance of the law that stood against us has been blotted out, has been taken away and put away. We can't imagine what that is, and yet we know it to be true based upon your word and based upon the work of your spirit in our hearts, causing us never to put any confidence in this flesh, but only in the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ, the work, the body that was prepared and that suffered and died, that sinners such as we might be saved. To you alone be the glory. And so I thank you. What a comforting word. I pray that you would bring this word home to those who participated and heard through this time together today, and may it be our comfort as we continue on in this life, looking to Christ alone. And we'll give you all the praise and honor and glory in his precious name. Amen.
Amen.